This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We go. I love our theme music, so I'm okay with it. Play it loud, and if our board ops happen to be rocking out a little bit, that's not a problem. We appreciate that. 855 450 free. In studio tonight, it's Chris,
Silver Dave,
and Johnson.
And we've been talking about lots of stuff. We just got done spending pretty much a lot of time on the Pledge of Allegiance. And a Minnesota's town decision to stop saying the pledge before the meetings, but then feeling the local pressure of people who want that pledge, even though most of them have likely never really bothered to understand what it's saying, and second of all, understand that it was written by a socialist who espoused many socialist beliefs, many of which are there in the pledge if you happen to look for them and you're not afraid of a little critical thinking. It's one of those things that we've always done, and we referred to a Cato article, which came out in 2003, from the Cato Institute, saying what's conservative about the Pledge of Allegiance. In other words, this may not be the hill that conservatives wish to die on, defending the words of a socialist who was actually kicked loose from his post as Baptist minister for delivering pulp-pounding sermons such as Jesus the Socialist. I find that very interesting, as I love to hear Donald Trump defend the pledge and bash socialism while the pledge was written by an avowed socialist.
Awkward.
It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but hey, that's me. You may have a different opinion. If you do, I would love to hear your ideas on that. 855-450-FREE. We have a call on the pledge. Steve in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, just tuned in. Interesting conversation. The pledge. I mean, I'm in my late 50s, so I remember as a kid going to elementary school and doing the pledge, and my son and daughter, who are teenagers now, still do it.
Yep, and I remember that too.
Yeah, I remember also. I don't know if you are a movie person or not, but I remember I write commercials, and I'm a media guy, and I'm a little crazy, so I'm always thinking about what culturally applies when I'm trying to sell something. So I have angles sometimes that give me insight when I'm writing and doing things to try to help sell something. So you do tap into the culture of whoever it is you're targeting, but I'm interested in those things as well. So when I think about an old movie, I don't know if you remember an old Nick Cage movie called Peggy Sue Got Married.
I do remember that.
Where she
I'm close to the demographic you described, by the way.
Mm. Oh, okay. There you go. And so anybody that's sitting in their living room watching that movie who's my age just – lights up when they see that, and it has nothing to do with the socialism that is absolutely associated with the pledge. It has to do with the culture of what they remember when they were doing those things.
That's an interesting point. That is an interesting point.
Like I think say that like
it is somewhat just a nostalgia, the way things were. Things were better then.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's like they say 11 to 15 is when you found your, like, musical tastes or something like that, age range.
Right. Oh, well, I love everything. But, I mean, you have to realize I grew up in the 60s, 70s, and was an adult in the 80s and 90s, so my musical tastes are very, very, they're all over the place. But, but I guess the other thing that comes to mind is I think of movies like American Graffiti, you know, the first movie that was done with music from start to finish, where there was more than one plot going on throughout the movie, and everybody said that it couldn't be done. But again, you go back to that time and that era, and I remember one of the first scenes, what we call Richie Cunningham, you know, he walks up to an unknown actor, then Richard Dreyfuss, and says, "Here, the guys from the lodge, they're giving you $3,000. Here, take it." This is like 1962. "Here, take it. And, they really want you to know they're proud of you." And, you know, you go to the lodge, you go to any lodge, it's the flag, it's allegiances, it's the culture, it's, I don't care if it's paternal, I don't care if it's at a Baptist church,
right.
I don't care if it's at a picnic, a Labor Day picnic, whatever. And if you end up being the odd man out, the oddball, before you show up to go, "Oh God, here comes that guy who doesn't believe in the pledge."
Oh yeah. believe me. So I've been a local politician too, and that's led to some anxiety related to the pledge. I don't stand for it. I don't make a big deal out of it.
Right.
I just want people to know. Do you think that even if things are nostalgic, for example, I imagine a lot of people who may be in their 50s, 60s, 70s may remember Jim Crow laws. And
I'm 58, so that's right before me, like maybe 5 years prior.
Yeah. But
I'm in Southern Virginia. I'm educated and I've traveled a lot, but I do not remember what we call overt racism anywhere here. Now,
but
you go
across the
border in North Carolina, it's different down there, but that was then. I'm not talking about now.
Do you think some older people look fondly back at some parts of American history that most of us would want to forget?
Yeah, I do. But you know what's funny about it? Most of my family, I've got one leg of my family from Massachusetts, so I pack the car and I go to Bahaba. You know, I know how to talk like that. But anyway, most of my family are Southern. They're from Virginia. And when I think back about, the times when I was growing up, I guess what it was, there was a separation, and I don't think this is necessarily, right, but there was a separate but equal attitude. We all just kind of did it and then every now and then, the little boy in you that looks at something, and I remember as a child looking at, things on TV where black people were getting sprayed, and I didn't like that. I thought that was wrong. I looked at that and said, "No, that's not right." But see, you have to be young enough and separated from that enough to where it wasn't something you were embattled in, and then your parents are trying to protect you from the influences of some culture they don't understand.
So we have this. You are correct. We have this long history with the pledge. Most of us to this day still have recited the Pledge of Allegiance. We have sworn our fealty to the flag.
That's true.
Do you think it's worth having a discussion about some of these old traditions?
I think the conversion rate, I'm always looking at the conversion rate. You were a politician, so you know this.
Sure.
You've been in meetings before trying to decide how things are going to go. The conversion, but hey, look, the way I look at it, it's like you guys. You're putting out the ideas of freedom. It takes a while for a person to go, this is no longer silly. It seems silly at first.
Right.
When you're out here slugging it out, trying to make a living and become successful and raise a family and, get down that honey-do list, and just get the projects done. You're busy all the time. And then you tune in to Free Talk Live, and you'll hear somebody going, "Oh, I just didn't drive with a driver's license yesterday, and them cops, they didn't realize who they were dealing with." And most people will sit there and go, "Is this guy serious?"
They will say that. I appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Is the pledge outdated, or should we just blindly keep saying it? I'm up listening.
Obedience.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
You might be living in a free country, but are you living a free life? Are you able to do whatever you really want to do? Being stuck in a job or difficult business, or being locked into a relationship with a woman you might like, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's Free's Freedom. 855-453, 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. But first, I wanted to tell you about My Magic Mud. Have you ever heard of this product? It is so cool. It is a black tooth powder Yes, black tooth powder. I didn't say that wrong. I actually got that one right. Despite my Lyme disease, made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay, this stuff is something that's found in a lot of different food products. It's good for you. It's all right. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth. It's found in most health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. And My Magic Mud, the people that have tried it here in the studio rave about it. It's not a use-every-day type of product. You only need to use it a couple times a week after you've used it the first time for about 4 days. And it really does whiten their teeth. I've got to say, I'm impressed, and I've got some at home that I am going to try myself. You can receive 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. That's coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. Johnson, you ever try it?
Yeah, I actually have a bunch of it at home as well, and I got my girlfriend to try it as well.
I'm glad, and the results have been noticeable?
Yeah, it's good. It's a little bit, and I want to try the toothpaste.
Yes.
Because the powder, I have to do the powder in the shower.
It's kind of messy.
It can be. Yeah. If you're not careful and you know, first of all, you wouldn't want to knock that container over. Because right. That's going to be a cleanup for a while.
If you knock the whole container over, I feel like you might just want to burn your house down. All right, honey, we're going to have to move. Don't even want to know. I dropped fine. My Magic Mud.
I mean, it's a fine powder like ash, yes. You know, and it's yeah.
Very fine.
But
I do love My Magic Mud, and despite that, I've never spilled an entire can, and I do feel bad for the poor fellow that does do that.
You just have to wipe that sink out, you know, afterwards. Because yeah.
Try to don't turn on any powerful fans.
And, you know, really lean over into the sink so you're not spray, because it'll splatter, right? And that's the...
And they give you some good instructions. They give you lots of hints on how to do this and keep it neat. But if you don't want to deal with that, you can use the toothpaste, which is a newer product. And people are saying good things about that, too. So... if you can do it and just, don't do what I did. First of all, I took my electronic toothbrush that vibrates at about 30,000 RPM and I, got it wet like I do when I brush my teeth. And then I stuffed it in the jar of My Magic Mud and poof.
Oh, no.
It was just a little bit of a mess, and then I tried to quickly shove the 30,000 RPMs into my mouth. It was just a mess.
And I imagine that your face looked like an apocalypse, too, then.
Yeah, but I have seen the results on coworkers here, and this stuff actually works. I really encourage it. So we've been talking with some folks about the Pledge of Allegiance. That's been fairly popular. We are going to go, excuse me, I'm going to try to cut over to Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear us?
Well, thank you.
Excellent.
Good to speak with you, gentlemen. I just wanted to bring up the possibility of, you know, we've mistakenly pledged all these years. And it's a lot more for me than anybody else here. I'm 67. And, you know, I guess there was still some of the Jim Crow laws going on when I was alive, starting in 52.
Yep.
So, you know, we've got this history, of a socialist pledge, and I mean, why hasn't somebody come along with, you know, and I think it ought to be an agreement, not a pledge. You know, people agree to, for instance, honor, individual liberty, individual responsibility, honor, you know, the ideas of learning and gathering knowledge and, you know, being an enlightened being. I didn't have the time here to compose an agreement, but, you know, it might be something that we can keep nice and short and then just, you know, kind of have it be something between individuals, as we, you know, approach our, you know, our deliberation.
I mean, I don't think it's changed. I don't think it's changed because where is government if not square in the middle of the intersection on the Venn diagram of socialism and traditionalism, right? I mean, when those things kind of smash together and you get an overlap of socialist ideals and traditionalist ideals, the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, kind of squarely in there, and it's a, you know, for the government, it's kind of a great thing, right? For them, I mean, if people are...
A done deal. Yeah. A done deal, yeah. For sure. It's like government schools, you know, public schools. I like to call them GovInDoc.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know, that's what they do.
Yeah. You can't look at anything more powerful than that pledge as a more direct example of indoctrination.
The pledge is squarely in the center of the Hegelian dialectic.
Well, so the thing about...
And I mean, you know, we, you know, being a people that are supposedly of liberty, why is it that we're, you know, so hamstrung in dealing with this? This is just idiotic. It's just, you know, it's on the face of it, it's just the silliest crap.
Sorry I interrupted you there, Chris, but there's something about the Pledge of Allegiance that sort of pops into my mind, though, and that is that it's actually a contract that people at least verbally agree to, which is very different than the Constitution. And the reason I bring this up is that the Constitution, although seen as a legal binding document by pretty much all lawyers, if anyone's familiar with Lysander Spooner, Lysander Spooner writes a book called No Treason, The Constitution of No Authority. And I find this to be a really interesting read or audiobook. You can find it on the computer, YouTube, audio, play it in your car, whatever, too. Lysander Spooner, Constitution of No Authority. Anyway, he basically explains that the Constitution is not legally binding at all.
Thanks for your call.
When we come back, we should talk about why the Constitution is not a binding legal agreement with you, me, or anybody.
I'm happy to have that discussion, and I enjoy the writings of Lysander Spooner. He had a lot of good things to say and gave us, damn it, the 3-cent stamp. That's a good story, too. We'll talk about that. 855-450-FREE.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should, too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After a struggle, House lawmakers approved a resolution to formally denounce President Trump's recent tweet against four freshman congresswomen of color. Four Republicans joined Democrats to rebuke the president. Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee.
This resolution, these four women, are no less deserving of dignity than anyone else.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged colleagues on both sides of the aisle to support the resolution.
These comments are racist.
Republicans accused her of breaking House rules. Pelosi's second-in-command, Steny Hoyer, backed her up.
characterizing an action as racist is not in order.
A GOP bid to strike Pelosi's words from the record failed, but it took a full vote along party lines to restore her right to speak. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. You can call in and get on the radio, and you can let us know what is on your mind. How many times have you been listening to the radio and you go, I could talk better about it than those clowns, or I can think of a better subject than that? Well, bring it on. I want to hear it. 855-450-FREE. But first, I want to tell you about the Edge Wallet, a wallet I just used a moment ago, because I just bought $20 worth of excellent New Hampshire maple syrup from Silver Dave.
In a jar.
In a jar, in a just a big mason jar of syrup, no labels, no nothing, because that's how we roll here in New Hampshire. The nice thing was I was able to send him cryptocurrency using the Edge Wallet. The Edge Wallet is available in iOS, for iOS and for Android devices. It is a mobile wallet. It is one wallet that you can use to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. It's user control, which means you control the keys to your money, and that's a big thing in cryptocurrency. You don't want to trust anybody else. You trust yourself. There's support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many other cryptocurrencies you may have heard of. It's been built by a veteran team. They've been building apps since 2014. Their tagline is secure your freedom, and we agree, cryptocurrency is a way to your freedom. You just need a way to secure it. Go to edge.app for more information. That's edge.app. So we have been kind of, what were we going to talk about, Dave? Well, we talked about Lysander Spooner. We are going to talk about Lysander Spooner, but first we have to go to the phones because we have Decentralized Liberty on the line. Decentralized, are you there?
Actually, it says decolonize liberty, but like I do always go by decentralized liberty if you say it. That's actually a fantastic, awesome other name.
Then you can thank me and my Lyme disease from not being able to pronounce what's written on the screen.
You just accidentally won us $10 million. How did you get in here?
I'm sure it's going to be a good conversation about Lysander Spooner, too. But I wanted to call about is he's a cool guy. But what I wanted to call about is Trump's, you know, disgusting racist comments. And I really don't mean the tweet that he wrote to the, you can make an argument to the about referencing the congresswoman. I mean, yes, it's not civil in the context of American politics, but, you know, I don't really put too much faith in American politics. But then he went on, you know, a reporter question and answer session for, I got a 7-minute clip I found of him just, and I heard bits and pieces of it where he just blathered off some of the stupidest things I've ever heard, and absolutely just offensive. If you don't like it here, if you don't like this country, if you can get out, you can leave, you can go, come back, or you can stay. You can leave this country if you don't like it. If you don't like Israel, he accuses opponents of supporting Al Qaeda and are praising Al Qaeda and all kinds of just, if you don't like Israel, you're not American, you should get out and all this stuff. And I mean, my opinion of this is that if Trump has finally come out as in the Republican Republican Party, as I like to call them, has come out as the party of get out of my country, go back to where you came from. I mean, they pretty much, well, they probably electorally probably just signed themselves into eventual irrelevancy at some point just due to demographic change. And that's that they didn't have to do that, by the way.
I thought you said you were not big into politics.
Well, I'm not. I don't put faith in the electoral system. That's what I should say.
Okay, there you go. I don't know. But I don't know which way it goes. Trump, he seems to be very popular with his core base, who just seem to be feeling that we've got to go along with him or else they're going to elect a Democrat. So no matter what he says, that's it. I don't know where this ends up. I'm not anxious to find out.
I think that it's the same brand of ice cream, but they just put a little picture of either a kitty cat or a puppy dog, depending on who they think, you know, you're going to like better. And whether it's Donald Trump or some other politician, they'll have one people riled up about him being a racist, and the other people will be riled up about something. But either way, it's the same ice cream, and you're going to eat it, whether it's got Donald Duck or a Mickey Mouse on the cover. Well,
so apparently Trump had a reply about, you know, people questioning him about his tweets, and he says, apparently, those tweets were not racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. They were, but he continued to back it up and say, they can leave. They should leave our country. They shouldn't hate our country.
You sound, you know, Johnson, you do a pretty good job. You kind of sound a little like
terrible.
Like
Trump, I think it was working. A terrible one. But
well, I think you do pretty good. Maybe you ought to shave your head, put on a wig.
Oh, my God.
I think that the Republicans are just, I feel for them. I kind of feel for the average rank and file Republican who doesn't espouse all this crazy stuff, but he feels like he's got a boat anchor around his foot and he doesn't know where to go. I mean,
when they're doing interviews, like on NPR, it's exactly what it is. Like, we got to support this guy. He's our only hope for, I'm not sure what, I have no idea what they think he's their only hope for, but like, well, he's the only hope for my...
not having a Democrat.
Way of life, my demographic survival, with something. I'm not sure what it is, but no matter how badly I dislike what he's saying, we have to back this guy. It's crazy.
I don't know. What would you say if the idea was brought up, though, to say to end welfare programs? To end welfare programs, and especially to end all welfare programs to non-citizens.
To non-citizens. I think that all welfare programs should be ended, and that's
why stop there?
Necessity to end what you call probably corporate welfare, and it's all balanced. People buy from corporations employ people. It's all a system. It's all a web. But yeah, I'm all for it.
So let me ask you this: if you say that if you're saying to someone, if you're coming here to be on welfare, you should leave. You should not come to the country. Is that saying something that's inherently racist?
Oh, yeah, no, not at all. But yeah, that's not what Trump was saying, of course. He's saying if you don't like this country and you're criticizing him and his governance, you should leave, is what he was saying. He said that during the interview aloud, not during his tweet. No, I mean, it has nothing to do with
the interview. I haven't seen the interview.
I don't know if I'd call that racist. I'd call it more like unrealistic, because you can't just really, like, leave. Like, if there was really, like, all the different countries control all their different sectors and can't go in or can't go out and actually, like, work and make a living, if you wanted to leave America and go somewhere else, you wouldn't be able to really go there and live there and work there, because then you run into all different types of problems trying to, like, transfer, you know, which tax farm owns you.
Yeah.
It's so
horrible. I think the libertarians would sympathize with the idea that if you don't like it here, if you don't like the system, and if you don't like the way I'm running things, you should go and move to wherever. You know what I mean? I think that line's been used enough that, you know.
Yeah, they use that line, and it's not realistic because, like, you know, you can't really just do that. And if there was a
country, I want to leave anyway.
Like, I know, but one of the hardest things to do in America is leave America.
So
it's expensive.
I've just got
to, and you couldn't, you know, and you have to have like a lifetime of support money, because wherever you go, you won't be allowed to work there unless you obey the government at that place and sign their agreements, and
you would,
you know, obey their.
But let's just say I wanted to leave this country. You know, it's not as simple as me buying a plane ticket and handing my keys to my neighbor saying keep an eye on the place or sell it or whatever. There's right. not that. I'm going to have to pay penalties to the IRS.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unreal. I have to pay an exit fee. It's prohibitively expensive for a lot of people. A lot of people that he's saying, just get out of the country if you don't like it.
Because it's a tax farm and they own you.
Decolonize Liberty, thank you so much for the call. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? I think decolonize liberty is on to a core issue, is what do Republicans expect out of this president? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. Hey, you know who I'd like to say? I want to give a shout-out. This is not a show that does shout-outs, but damn it, I got first chair. I'm going to shout-out Curry Taylor. He is a silver amplifier. What is an amplifier, you say? Amplifiers are people that donate money to Free Talk Live's Amplify program. That stands for AMP. AMP is Advertise, Market, and Promote. And Curry has pledged $10 a month, and that money goes for one thing and one thing only. It is promoting this radio station, promoting this radio show, getting it on more stations so more people will hear the ideas of liberty. We think that's a worthwhile venture. You can find out more at amp.freetalklive. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
So I want to mention something real quick about, for you know, just during the last segment that, you know, I don't know. I've been watching for a while this whole, you know, thing where everyone keeps calling Trump racist, and I keep looking for, like, something that I can clearly say, oh, yeah, that was clearly racist and not motivated by any other possible ideology, right? Like, it had to be a racist statement. Absolutely. And I guess I still haven't been able to figure that out. You know, people, I see where the bias is coming from the left, putting people in a spotlight and saying, see, he's racist, he singled out these four women and the women of color. It's like, no, Trump attacks everyone, right? And it's like, I haven't figured it out. And it's not like I'm a Trump supporter. I think, it's, you know, I wouldn't support any Republican for the most part. I think, you know, I vaguely supported Ron Paul in a primary. But I don't know if even if Ron Paul had won that primary, if I would have voted for Ron Paul. I still don't really know because, right. You know, the idea of voting for a Republican or a Democrat makes me, like, just kind of want to vomit my mouth a little bit. But, decolonized liberty is, you know, bringing up this point and saying, you know, this is clearly racist. And what I wonder is how someone like that or how other people would feel about these, because there are a lot of people who are minorities, people of color, who have come out in support of Trump. You know, people like in
Candace Owens
comes to mind. You know, there are other people. I can't necessarily list off a name of people because I've been actually more trying to pay less and less attention to politics. Yeah. And I'm just wondering, you know, what the thought is there, in terms of mentioning those people who obviously also do not think that Trump is being racist. It seems like there's actually a growing support amongst minority communities for Trump and for the Republican Party, actually, is the impression that I've gotten.
And is it just his abrasiveness? Is that really what this comes down to? Or do people are people truly identifying things that they are truly offended by? One place you can go to find out what some of these people think is Freedom Fest. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. Freedom Fest's theme this year is the Wild West, Liberty or Opportunity, or Lawlessness and Violence. This year, Penn Jillette, Lenora Skeneski, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary, and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist, libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debate, share real solution, and converse freely. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your ticket now. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount. Again, that is freedomfest.com/FTL. Plus, at Freedom Fest, you will get the five best speeches from last year. Speeches from Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, and John Mackey, all for free. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. I think you bring up an interesting point there. It's more nuanced. I think this is what the left is missing. It is more nuanced. You're just trying to paint Trump as he's a racist. That's it. That's all anybody needs to hear.
To me, that sounds like exactly the mentality that won the Republicans the election, is because the left keeps just sort of insanely just, you're a racist, you're a sexist, you're a misogynist, you're an ableist, you're, you know, just like going crazy with just trying to label people, you're full of hate. Okay. You know, like they're just getting laughed at, you know, and it's like, that's not what's going on. Stop being an extremist all the time.
Exactly.
I mean, I feel like it's being upset with Donald Trump for being racist is like being upset with Kermit the Frog and saying,
for being
green. Oh my goodness, Kermit the Frog, he's a racist. They should take him off. He's really bad. But to me, I feel like he's a sock with a hand inside of him. And so, like, if you really are concerned, then forget Donald Trump. He's a sock with a hand inside of him. You might want to think about is who is on the other end of that hand.
That's a good point.
Let's make America great again.
And with that...
Green again.
Green again.
Yeah. America's green. No, not stoned. They're already stoned. Okay. But seriously, now, it's just because I've got the floor here all of a sudden. I just kind of stole it.
No, that's...
Well, but here's the thing. There's something I want to share with the listeners. And by the way, thank you, folks, so much for listening. Really appreciate that. Without you, we'd be just talking to ourselves with a lot of fancy equipment. So, the Constitution. How is it a legally binding agreement? And this is something that really amazes me, how so many lawyers and so many folks see the Constitution as a legally binding agreement. They must follow it. They must obey it. Legally binding. But I feel like Lysander Spooner, in his book, The Constitution of No Authority, makes it so clear that it is not a binding agreement. And the fact that the lawyers have no notice of this really astonishes me. Now, why is it not legally binding? Well, it's very simple. You didn't sign it. I didn't sign it.
Now, wait, maybe someone out there did.
So if you don't sign an agreement, you might be pretty hard-pressed to be in a binding agreement. And then if people who signed it before you were born on your behalf, that might also not be legally binding.
But you have to sign to get your Social Security identification card, right?
And we have to sign it to see
and you
what's
have to
in
pledge an allegiance to the flag. So they get you in a bunch of things after the fact. But I feel like those after-the-fact agreements by coercion, under duress, after being exposed to various mind control, both through programming on electronic devices as well as possibly through chemicals. Maybe I'm just a theorist. Maybe these conspiracies are just theories, or maybe they are real, and these guys own you according to their rules.
Well, the problem with conspiracy theories is we all laugh at them until we find out that there was an element of truth or they were just flat out true. So many things in our history, we can, there's no such thing as false flags except for the whole Gulf of Tonkin that got us into the Vietnam War.
And, of course, every big event that's, no, wait, I'm just kidding. They're telling the truth.
Sure they are.
Or Operation Northwoods.
Why would they lie to us? Hey, Kermit, check this out.
We're going to go to the phones where we've got David calling in from Albuquerque. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, being quick because you're at the end of the last couple minutes of your show. First of all, whatever Trump says, he's playing you. He's playing you. So if you hear something that puzzles you, that you object to, he's playing you. He's playing them. He's playing everybody. So,
4D chess?
Pardon?
4D chess?
Yeah. Yeah, at least when he's playing against me. But anyway, so when the state of New Mexico, FBI stated publicly, New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation. And they proved it by trafficking my children illegally. And so I continue to pay them back by exposing their daily corruption in support of what the FBI said, that New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation. Today, we have more news on Las Vegas, New Mexico Mayor Tanita Gurley-Giron.
I don't think I've heard her.
Pardon?
This is the mayor of?
Yeah, mayor, like stomping mayor, like a female horse, mayor, yep.
Oh, you got to go fast.
Mayor of Las Vegas, so you can search Las Vegas. And look at, on Google, you hit Las Vegas and hit news, and she comes to the very top along with the drunk guy that hit an elk. And
wow.
So what she did is she's got a boyfriend, and her boyfriend's
David,
a contractor.
David, I invite you to call back in on another night because we ran out of time. My apologies. Thank you for spending your evening with us.
Definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556, ICAGoldSilver.com.
Are you locked into a crappy schedule where you're forced to report to work or even to a relationship where you're not allowed to do the things you want to do? That sucks. Wouldn't you prefer to live a more free life? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.